This morning we hear from Naaman, an army commander of the king of Aram, a different nation, that was highly esteemed and respected, but had something very brutal. He had lepers. And so he was being, in some ways, perfect, but in his body was in very brutal ways. And so he eventually saw Elisha the prophet, and he went with a message: go and wash, which Elisha said, go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will heal and you will be clean. But Naaman went away angry. He was really going crazy after one very simple thing: just go wash in the Jordan River 7 times. Naaman said in a different way. I thought he would surely come out and stand there to invoke the Lord his God. And would move his hand over the spot and thus cure the leprosy. Are not the rivers of Damascus, the Abana, and the Pharephar better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them? Be cleansed? With this, he turned about in anger, and he was left. Think about things that God tells, easy things to help somebody. Think about an atheism, or in science, or the rich, or people that think God isn't working, or saying, yes, I want to do it my way. I want to do it in a different way. Atheism, there is no God. Science, I have everything in my brain. Or the rich, I have everything I need already. But his servants came up to Naaman and reasoned with him. My father, they said, if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? All the more now, since he said to you, wash and be clean, should you do as he said? God says something very easy. He says, go in the water. And it's kind of what baptism is for us. It's a huge thing for us in our lives. That baptism is a time for we are brought in the water. God is just asking for being baptized. That's it. We have some people in different faiths in Christianity, or people that don't believe, or are atheist, or don't want God, or even our children that are not baptized. Now, in these people, we have great people in the world that are atheists, that are still doing great things, or in science, or in the rich, or the children. Yes, of course, they're great people and we love for them. But we want to welcome them for something very simple from God. God is just asking to be washed by the water. Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times. At the word of the man of God, his flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Naaman was baptized. And where was he? In the Jordan River, where Jesus himself was baptized. Let us welcome in our family, in our city, in the state, the country, the world, for people to think just God's simple question: will you be baptized?